Friday, 15th of August, is VJ Day. 80 years ago, victory against the Japanese marked the end of the Second World War. The evening news has had several features marking this anniversary, and we will hear one written by Derek James, a tale of two Norfolk soldiers who went to the Far East. Robin Quine will tell us more.
This is a story about two young Norwich shoe workers who went to fight in the Far East. One returned, the other was killed. On August the 15th, it will be 80 years since VJ Day, when the war in the Far East was finally over. Most of the survivors have now died, but their memories must live on. Many rarely spoke about their brutal treatment in the Japanese prisoner of war camps or the comrades they lost during fierce fighting on the jungle battlefields. I was fortunate to meet and talk to some of the former soldiers from Norfolk and Suffolk. One of these gentlemen was the late Archie Mac MacDonald of Norwich, a member of the 6th Battalion, the Royal Norfolk Regiment. Born in Oak Street, he was the son of a former Scottish Black Watch soldier who had married a Norwich girl. Archie went to St Augustine's School and then Angel Road before getting a job in the boot and shoe trade and marrying his sweetheart Ellen. When war broke out, he and his mates, Ivan Rogers and Leslie Pye, along with others, headed off to Sheringham to join the Norfolks, a spot of training on the coast, and before long they were off to war. One book Archie took with him was a Bible given to him by Ellen, which would go on to give him comfort in hell. He was one of the soldiers who left this land expecting to fight the Germans in North Africa, and ended up in Singapore. No one knew what was going on. We had never fought in the jungle. We tried our best, but the enemy was just laughing at us, said Archie. Before long, they were ordered to surrender, and he was one of the prisoners marched to Changi Prison. We were given this terrible jelly-like rice to eat, but our treatment wasn't too bad. I did get a smack round the head for looking at a guard. I remember that, he told me. Then the real horror began as they were herded into steel trucks and taken into the jungle to build the railway of death from Thailand to Burma. I was lucky because I was laying the track. Others cutting and blasting their way through the jungle often dropped down dead and were buried in the embankment. We tried to survive one day at a time. We were all so angry. We felt lost and betrayed. How could they do this to us? It's hard to explain to someone what it was like, he added. We were seriously ill with malaria and dysentery. The guards were cruel and wicked, but I never thought I would perish. I hid my wedding ring and my Bible, which I must have read 100 times. I got lots of smacks and saw some terrible, terrible things, but I made it. After treatment for hepatitis, malnutrition and other problems, he eventually made it back to Norwich. He settled down with his wife and daughter Diana, starting a career with the post office in the city and becoming a proud grandfather. The second shoe worker was a Norwich lad, tipped to become a boxing champion, but he went to serve his country in the Far East and never returned. His name was Jackie Hammond, born in the village on the hill between Burr Street and King Street. His father, Jack Senior, ran the Golden Ball public house, and he attended Horns Lane School, then St Mark's on Hall Road. Jackie got a job at Bally's Shoe Factory in Queen Street, where his sisters Mabel and Ellen were already working. After work, he headed for the Lads Club, where he was developing into a brilliant young boxer. His first real contest was in the 1934-35 season for boys aged 14 and 15, weighing under 6 stone 3 pounds. As he grew, so did his strength, and he became a knockout specialist. He beat the famous Len Titch Dunthorne to win the Bullen Cup in 1936-37 and turned professional, joining the Wally Day stable of boxers, including Ginger Sad and Wally Lincoln. Jackie boxed across Norfolk and Suffolk and at the Royal Albert Hall on several occasions, but when war broke out, he signed up to join the 9th Royal Norfolk Regiment. He took part in the Normandy campaign and then, as a sergeant in the Royal Fusiliers, was drafted to India. He continued to box and was part of the army team, but then his regiment, including the Gurkhas, went to Burma. And while conducting a platoon of soldiers across a river, he and many others were killed. He was a wonderful man, a brave soldier and a talented boxer, Dick Sad, secretary of the Norwich and District Ex-Boxers Association, told me many years ago. We will remember them.
Thank you, Robin.